At the outset, I'd like to congratulate all the students, especially who are graduating today, and wish them the very best for their future. May the Almighty Lord guide you in all your future endeavors and show you the pathway to harmony and peace. Today is also a special day for me. Personally, I am truly overwhelmed and have no adequate words to describe my joy and satisfaction that I am being honored and accorded such a great honor for whatever little I have done in my life and have been able to achieve during my life in the field of education and in the service of humanity in particular. I wish to profusely thank the members of the Board of Trustees of BYU and all other concerned authorities who have found me worthy of such an honor. I am already indebted to Brigham Young University and the other universities for their magnanimous gesture of donating a larger-than-life-size bronze statue of myself, which has been installed before one of the greatest and the largest monumental creations devoted to world peace in Pune, India, in the august presence of many of the dignitaries present here in this audience too. My dear sisters and brothers, 9 years ago, when I was here last, it was the first time that I had the fortune, an opportunity to interact with the followers of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And believe me, it was such a great revelation to me that the principles and values practiced by the LDS people are so similar to the principles and values and the laws practiced by the very Vaishnava quality or Varkari cult called as Hinduism, the very tradition in which I have been born, I was born and reared. I am an ardent follower of the founding fathers of this Vaishnava Varkari sect, like philosopher Sant Sri Jnaneshwara, philosopher Sant Sri Tukaram, and many others who have shown the pathway of love, peace, harmony, and devotion and dedication to millions of people in India over the last 600 to 700 years, and the very principle of which the great Varkari cult or the tradition is very simple. As said by the great philosopher Saint of India, I quote in the very Marathi language, it is said, Je je bhete bhoot, tayasi manije bhagvant. Very simple quotation, loosely translated, it means every living being is a manifestation of Almighty God and should be treated with love and respect at all times. My entire career friends, whether in the field of education, the world peace, service to humanity, interfaith and interreligious dialogue, all has been possibly because of the blessings of I had received and derived from these great saints and sages years, as well as my elder sister, late Srimati Prayagakka Karad, who was more than a mother to me, and also the inspiration that I derived from the great noble son of India, Swami Vivekananda, and his words of wisdom, that union of science and spirituality alone will help to bring harmony and peace to mankind, which he uttered at Chicago, on this very land of United States of America, on 11 September 1893. Being an engineer and a man of science, I was exposed to the scientific and practical approach to life as shown by the great philosophers, saints and scientists like Dr. Albert Einstein, Sir Isaac Newton, Dr. Stephen Hawking. And to my great surprise, I found striking similarities in what philosopher Saint Sri Jnaneshwara says about the very universe being a conscious and intelligent entity, and what Albert Einstein says when he assertively makes a statement that the entire universe is a manifestation of pure intelligence and consciousness. During my lifetime, I was fortunate enough to be little instrumental in establishing some of the landmark monuments which I conceptualized, designed so that they would be the torchbearers for world peace and show the pathway of universal brotherhood and interreligious harmony. I thank the Almighty God for creating such masterpieces, making me as an instrument, and perhaps the most significant being the philosopher Saint Jnaneshwara, Saint Tukaram, the World Peace Prayer Hall, which is also the world's largest dome, a spiritually oriented scientific laboratory dedicated to the establishment of culture of peace for a holistic, peace-loving global society. My dear brothers and sisters, sitting in this hall, I am so proud that among the 54 statues that adorn this wonderful edifice is the statue of the first prophet of the restoration of the Church of Jesus Christ, the prophet Joseph Smith. I personally believe that prophet Joseph Smith epitomized everything that is noble in human beings. He faced great odds and torment in his life, so that an era of love, compassion, understanding and brotherhood would be established in a terribly violent society then. Prophet Smith said that the best way to obtain truth and wisdom is not to ask from the books, but to go to God in a prayer. This is absolutely similar to what Guru Nanak Dev, the founder of the Sikh community from India, asserted when he said that the knowledge can be obtained not just through reading the books, but by being in the presence of God Himself. My learned friends, I greatly believe in the commonality of all the world's religions and that they are true and equal. All the world's religious teachings, and they teach us how to live and how not to live and how let others live. Friends, these religious scriptures do not preach only religious rituals, but they are the truly life-guiding scriptures. My dear friends, it is perhaps destined that MIT World Peace University, Pune, India, and this great Brigham Young University, Utah, USA, have come together with a common goal or a mission of establishing a culture of peace in the whole world. My dear friends, I strongly believe that this common goal can only be achieved by including a value-based universal education system with an appropriate component of science and spirituality in our educational programs all across the world. For this, I sincerely look forward to institutions like BYU, who can appeal to the sister universities world over of the United States and the rest of the part of the world, so that they come together to form a global education managing council, which will possibly enforce this very value-based universal education system to reduce the unbridled chaos, confusion, bloodshed, massacre, terrorism and horrifying violence and the atmosphere of fear and suspicion prevailing in the entire world today. Friends, when we think of the global citizens and the entire human race, I feel that we need to develop through the universities the mechanism like a single cell, the body and the brain, and the soul or the spirit and the mind. And what is the chemistry of mind is the main question. What is the nature of the soul itself? Friends, I don't want to elaborate much about this, but this is what the universities have to think very seriously, and the educational systems all over the world, whether it is Oxford, Cambridge, MIT, Boston, or BYU itself. And we have a duty to perform, and accordingly I can only quote one important sentence and appeal to the Vice Chancellor and the Body of Trustees that we have to certainly think of the universal education system. And when I say universal education, you may say that every nation has a geography, history, its culture, its traditions, but the time-tested human values are common. The law of nature is common. It is one and the same. It cannot differ for me or for you. And friends, at the end, I would like to make a simple quotation, which is a reminder to me and to all your learned people. At the end, my dear brothers and sisters, I repeat again, I like to quote from the ancient text of the India called as Atharva Veda, one of the religious scriptures they call. It says, it's called as a fellowship, coming together, joining hands together and making our common goal for the well-being of the entire mankind. It says, we all are the birds of the same nest. We may wear different skins. We may speak different tongues. We may believe in different religions. Yet, we may belong to different cultures. Yet, we share the same home, the Mother Earth. Born on the same planet, covered by the same skies, gazing at the same stars, breathing the same air, we must learn to progress together or miserably perish together. For a person can live individually, but can only survive collectively. Friend, these have been the words of wisdom spoken maybe about, I don't know how many years back, but it is a very important essence and philosophy behind, which the universities have to adopt. And along with engineering, along with management, or whatever branches you belong to, we have not to forget this very important component of life, which is called as spirituality. Transforming the pilgrim centers of the world, like the temple, the churches, into the knowledge centers, the knowledge divine. Knowledge and wisdom, two words are there, which I feel like following, and let's join hands for this very common cause. I congratulate all the students again, PhDs and masters and BEs and everything. But I think you have a role to do towards your mother, the father, the family, the society, the nation and the whole world. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, world as one family. Thank you.